The Alaska legislature has been wary of getting involved in the debate about the controversial Pebble Mine for a number of reasons. However, a bill under consideration would basically give the legislature the power to approve or deny the mine because it could impact the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve created by the legislature in 1972. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The bill that sparked Tuesday's hearing was sponsored by State Senator Hollis Fringe from Anchorage, and if the bill is eventually passed as currently written, it would give oversight of the permitting process to the Alaska legislature. The bill is currently being vetted by the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee, and a hearing was held Tuesday to gather public input on the bill. Among those to call into the hearing was Richard King. He's the administrator for the Eckwok Village Council. Eckwok sits along the shores of the Nooshigak River. The Nooshigak River is one of the watersheds that many opponents of the mine claim could be harmed if the Pebble Mine ever goes into operation. King spoke out in support of Senate Bill 152.
We believe that the Senate has trust responsibility to the people of Bristol Bay. The people of Bristol Bay have spoken. Over 80% of the people don't want large-scale mining.
Tuesday's hearing in the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee lacked a quorum of members, so there was no official action on the bill. Instead, the few committee members in attendance heard public testimony. Rachel Petro is the president and the CEO of the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce.
We believe that Senate Bill 152 would insert political decision-making into established regulatory structures by basically usurping the permitting authority of state agencies that's well-established. Senate Bill 152 would restrict mining throughout the Bristol Bay region regardless of land status, potentially. So we believe that it's basically poor public policy and would establish a dangerous precedent for all future resource development activities in Alaska.
The language of Senate Bill 152 would only mandate legislative oversight and approval for a large-scale metallic sulfide mining operation that would affect 640 or more acres of state land. The proposed Pebble Mine north of Lake Iliamna most certainly would reach that criteria. The concerns about the environmental impacts of large-scale mining in the Lake Iliamna region has prompted the EPA to put together a scientific watershed assessment that should be completed in the fall. One of the hotbeds for opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine is Dillingham, which is the largest community in the Bristol Bay region. Tom Tilden from Dillingham is a commercial fisherman and is a tribal chief for the Chogyung tribe.
I believe that the extraordinary mine requires extraordinary legislation. And I think that that one of the things that I need to point out is that when this mine was first proposed, I was for the mine. I was for the jobs. I wanted the economic opportunity for our region. And so I was pro-mine. After I got into a little research and did my homework and took a look at the mines, the probability of what might happen, what can happen, and what has happened in other mines, my mind changed.
Senate Bill 152 is still being considered by the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee. If and when the bill makes it through that committee, it would then go to the Senate Resources Committee. The process to permit the proposed Pebble Mine is expected to take several years, but the Pebble Limited Partnership announced recently that they anticipate submitting permit applications to state and federal regulators sometime in the state's fiscal year 2013, which ends in June of next year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.